The Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, or RECA, passed the Senate, but never came up for a vote in the House before expiring last week. Since then, supporters tried a new tactic, submitting it as one of over 1,300 possible amendments attached to the must-pass National Defense Authorization Act.
What we're looking at here is really trying to make sure that everybody who is impacted by our nuclear testing program receive the same kind of compensation.
This is New Mexico's Congresswoman Teresa Leger Fernandez telling her fellow lawmakers simply renewing the program as is would be unfair. Proponents wanted significant expansions that would potentially help hundreds of thousands of people.
Study after study has shown the expanse of the nuclear radiation.
This is Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri, imploring Congress to accept new findings, take responsibility, and compensate people who continue to be impacted. With new technology and new studies, scientists have determined the fallout from hundreds of nuclear tests in the 1940s spread much further than what was known decades earlier. These new studies showed the radioactive plumes reached 46 states, the Navajo Nation, Guam, Canada, and Mexico within days of detonation. But for downwinders, only portions of three states were covered by RECA. Ultimately, those efforts in Congress came up short.
The noes have it. The amendment is not agreed to.
And while members of Congress play politics, we're planning funerals.
That's Tina Cordova, a cancer survivor who says five generations of her family have developed cancer. She represents the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium in New Mexico. Despite the World War II-era Trinity test site being located in the New Mexico desert, downwinders in this state have never been included in the RECA program.
We've spent $10 trillion on our nuclear program since their inception. We have spent $2.5 billion on RECA over 34 years. There is no way that this is going to cost too much.
The Navajo Nation has also been excluded.
Speaker Johnson not only has betrayed, you know, the veterans and the blue-collar uranium miners and their families, but has really also profoundly impacted and wronged the Navajo people.
Spokesperson Justin Ahostine says the tribe played a crucial role in World War II, from the code talkers to supplying the uranium used for the country's nuclear arsenal.
It was the Navajo people in World War II who essentially won the war in the Pacific against Japan. From 1944 to about 1986, 30 million tons of uranium that were extracted from the Navajo Nation. And between that same period, the domestic supply of uranium was around 60 million tons. So over half of the domestic supply of uranium came from the Navajo Nation.
Republicans have said they wanted to make sure those who file claims are, quote, actually suffering. They have also balked at the $50 billion cost to expand the program for 6 years. But Ahostine says, once again, the U.S. government is breaking its treaties and its word. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.